A group of Bostonians bussed to Selma, Alabama over the weekend to join events commemorating the 50th anniversary of the 1965 Bloody Sunday March. It was a turning point in the civil rights movement after peaceful protesters in 1965 tried to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge and were beaten by the police. This weekend's trip echoed the journey taken 50 years ago by Bostonians who headed south to fight Jim Crow laws, including white minister James Joseph Reeb, who was attacked in Selma the day he arrived and died 2 days later. The Boston group joined at least 15,000 people who gathered on the Edmund Pettus Bridge this weekend, including President Obama.
What greater form of patriotism is there than the belief that America is not yet finished, that we are strong enough to be self-critical, that each successive generation can look upon our imperfections and decide that it is in our power to remake this nation to more closely align with our highest ideals.
Tony Vandermeer is a senior lecturer of Africana Studies at UMass Boston and one of the organizers of the trip. He was on the bus headed back to Boston from Selma when we reached him earlier this afternoon. And I asked Tony Vandermeer to describe for us what it was like for him to be on the Edmund Pettus Bridge this weekend.
It was extraordinary to have a number of our students travel with us, you know, on this long journey and to participate in a very historical march. It was transformative to have them reflecting on, even as we speak now, about where do we go from here, to be able to continue the process of making change in the society.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the fact that you and the group of Bostonians you're traveling with are basically retracing the path of marchers who drove from Boston down to Selma 50 years ago? Can you tell us a little bit more about that and why it was important for you to do it this way?
Well, it was important because of the current climate. And so just like, you know, many of the people who were killed in that process, and even the Boston Reverend, that they went down because at that time they felt that Black lives mattered then, as young people today who travel with us feel that Black lives matter now. It was very incisive in the sense that it wasn't just something they were reading about. It was something that they were able to feel, you know, by participating in and going and visiting various sites, crossing the bridge with all those other folks. And, you know, after we finished, we just did a lot of shout outs and very thrilled that we could be in the same space. But now it's a question of recommitment.
Now, you said that there were a lot of young people with you. It must have been something profound for them to be there standing on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. What did they tell you specifically about why they wanted to go? I mean, I imagine most of them, not only were they not born, but they were born, what, 25, 30 years after the 1965 yeah. Bloody Sunday?
Well, I think fundamentally they're all concerned because of the injustices. I mean, we just listened to President Barack Obama, who was talking about patriotism. But the other part was that Dr. King was talking about smooth patriotism. And the sense was that it was a patriotism that, in some ways, did not consider Black Americans as being part of the society. And so because many of the young people are witnessing now, whether it's dealing with immigration rights, whether it's dealing with peace brutality, you know, whether it's dealing with and other kinds of issues, they're concerned about all of that, and they wanted to express their discontent with that, to talk about the inequalities that still exist today, and the fact that they want change and they want it now. Mm-hmm. So the same thing that Dr. King stood for and those who marched in.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more along these exact lines of what President Obama said this weekend in Selma. He also pointed out, as you're mentioning, that the work of civil rights is not yet done, that there is still racism in the country. And he specifically referred to the Justice Department's report last week on the city of Ferguson. Let's listen.
We know the march is not yet over. We know the race is not yet won. We know that reaching that blessed destination, where we are judged, all of us, by the content of our character, requires admitting as much.
President Obama echoing the words of Dr. Martin Luther King there, of course. You know, it is historic, Tony Vandermeer, that we have a Black president commemorating the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. But I wonder, what's your message for Bostonians as you head back? Because here in Boston, many would say that there is still work yet to be done as well. I mean, there's great income inequality, depending on your race in the city. Lots of people are still profoundly concerned about access to education, crime in neighborhoods, all these things. You don't have to go to Selma to realize that there's still work to be done.
Absolutely. So Boston is Selma, and Selma is Ferguson, and Selma is Boston. And so, you know, we went not just for students, we went with community people, we went with retired, a Boston police officer. You know, we went with, regular workers in the community, but it was almost overwhelming students, around that. So now the question is, what do we do in Boston? And some people have already been involved. Now, how do we organize in a sense to keep a mass presence? And how do we organize in a sense to build the kind of power that's accountable to ordinary people and not just major corporations? So that's the challenge, and that's on the educational front. That's on the public safety front. That's on the housing front. That's on the immigration front. So now it's sort of, what are we going to do to challenge the status quo, as Dr. Kingdom did before, to create a sense of equity for everybody?
Tony Vandermeer is a senior lecturer in Africana Studies at the University of Massachusetts Boston. He's also one of the organizers of a Boston bus that traveled to Selma, Alabama this weekend to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the 1965 Bloody Sunday March. He's speaking to us on the bus on the way back to Boston. Tony Vandermeer, thank you so much.
Thank you.